Rain for most of Britain. A radar weather update is on the way. Plus, Tories promise to freeze council tax. And in sport, Man U gets an apology from ref in Bolton game. Good evening. No council tax for at least 2 years. That's what the Tories are promising us if they win the next general election. George Osborne's told the party conference in Birmingham the move would save the average Band D household just over £200.
Millions of families will get help at the time that they need it most. Conservatives will not leave people to struggle with the credit crunch alone.
Well, the Shadow Chancellor says they'll pay for it by slashing spending on government consultants and advertising, accusing Labour of financial irresponsibility. Gordon Brown is again promising to do whatever it takes to stabilise Britain's wobbly economy, as customers of the newly nationalised Bradford and Bingley are told their money is safe. This as shares on both sides of the Atlantic fall sharply ahead of the first vote by Congress on George Bush's $700 billion bailout. And as concerns about the decision grew, central banks around the world have pumped close to that amount into the financial markets. Next, government employees to be charged after top-secret documents were left on a train. Sensitive papers relating to Al-Qaeda and the Iraq War were found in London in June. A father who threw his young son to his death from a hotel balcony in Crete will not face any charges here. John Hogan was cleared of murder by a Greek court because of his mental state and was ordered to a psychiatric unit for 3 years. And you're now listening to a fantastic new station. We are 100% Absolute Radio after weeks of soon-to-be, giving you the chance to discover more real music. Jeff Lloyd has just taken the helm of our brand new home time slot, but earlier, Christian O'Connell kicked off the launch on The Breakfast Show.
There we go. That was the first song you ever heard on Absolute Radio. It is the Beatles, A Day in the Life. Kate, good morning. This is history for you.
I'm covered in goosebumps. I might have a little tear moment.
Nelson's got your sports.
England's cricket selectors have gone for experience in choosing the squad for this winter's tour of India. They've kept faith with all the players from the final test with South Africa. Ref Rob Stiles has apologised to Bolton for his penalty blunder during their defeat to Manchester United on Saturday. And confirmation this early evening that a Nigerian consortium has made a bid to buy Newcastle United.
Absolute Radar weather, lows of 6 Celsius tonight. Lots of rain over Scotland and Northern Ireland, mainly dry in the south. You're up to date. It's 5:03.
Absolute Travel with Renault.